All right, new sponsor and a new segment for the WPOR Morning News. We're going to do this weekly. It's kind of our IT stop. Everything tech, computers, internet, things like that. Eric Shore is the president of Secure Future Tech Solutions. That's a local company. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, by the way, before I get into it, I know you want to talk about Microsoft and the new operating system. Do you guys fix cell phones over there, too?
That's not our specialty, but my daughter cracked her cell phone the other day, and we fixed the screen.
Oh.
So we can do anything.
Was it the iPhone 6? Because that's what I wanted to ask you. Has anybody come in with a new broken iPhone 6 yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You
know, the iPhone 5.
And you know what we're going to be seeing? A lot of those Chromebooks that they're giving the kids, they're all going to be broken up and banged up, too.
Absolutely. I hope the schools have a good warranty on.
All right, listen, you know more about this Microsoft operating system that's coming out. What is it, and would you recommend installing it?
Well, first of all, Microsoft came out with a big announcement last week. They wanted to preview the new Windows 10. Now, you may be thinking, well, what happened to Windows 9? Well, Microsoft Windows 8 has not been a success for Microsoft. It was very difficult to use, and so Microsoft wanted to distance itself. So they announced Windows 10 instead.
Good decision or not?
Yeah, it is a good decision because here's why. So they're giving themselves a little distance. They're getting back to what their users really want. One of the things in the preview release that they're bringing back, everyone's favorite, the start menu, the familiar menu that works with Windows 7 that everybody knows how to get to whatever applications or programs that they want,
right,
which was not available in Windows 8 at all. So that's the first big announcement. The second big announcement is Windows 10 is built to run on a one operating system for all devices. So the same operating system will run on your phone, it will adapt itself to your tablet, and it will also adapt itself to your desktop or laptop.
So in other words, you're saying don't be afraid of Windows 10. Is that what I'm hearing?
Don't be afraid of Windows 10. It was just an announcement. There is a preview release that's out now that you can download from Microsoft.com. Officially, Microsoft will announce Windows 10 mid-year of 2015.
Eric Shore, he's with Secure Future Tech Solutions in Rhode Island. Eric, thanks.
Thanks, Gene.